It's your girl, Chandrice, your small talk host. So let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
Hey, 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 hey. It's your girl, Chandrice. What's up? What's up? I miss y'all. What is hump day? Another week, boy. We doing it out here, grinding and doing what we got to do to make things happen, boy. Woo, it's been a crazy week. When I tell you one thing after another, and your girl been putting it in from here to North Carolina. Woo, that movie premiere was awesome. But that's a whole nother story I got to bring y'all. Woo, y'all going to love it. Everybody, I have this beautiful young lady on the line. Oh, my God, she's my guest today. And I want to make sure I pronounce her name right. Miss Williams, is it Chantel or Chantay?
Chantelle.
Chantelle. Beautiful name.
Yes, Chantelle.
Hey, Chantelle, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm amazing, amazing, and amazing. I really want to thank you for gracing me with your presence today, for giving me your time today. You're doing some awesome work for yourself, for God. You're making things happen out here. And a little on down the line, I want to tell people how we met. But that's going to be when you're on your Periscope so they could get the full force of, you know, what's going on and how things happen. And when I tell you all, when I saw her, I feel like she should have been on that reality show, The Little People Here in Atlanta. Oh, my God. She is so cute, y'all. You just want to put her in your pocket. She is just so awesome. She was all over the place making things happen. When I tell you she making things happen, she making things happen. And she got some surprises for you ladies that you would not believe. I didn't even believe it. I thought I was a temp. Ooh, she is doing it. Girl, tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on with you.
Well, thank you so much for your show.
You're welcome.
My name is Chantel. I'm originally from Palm Beach, Florida, but I now live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This is my very first time, so I'm kind of nervous.
It's okay. Just pretend like me and you, you know, we're having like a little pajama jam, a glass of wine, we doing our thing, and we just finna start gossiping. See, my show, it's not no serious show. It's hump day, so in the middle of the week, I want to make you laugh, cry, hug each other, kiss each other all at the same time. I ain't going to tell you well, but all at the same damn time. So just like me and you was talking when we first met, that's how we going to do right here on this radio show, baby.
Okay. So, basically, I went to University of South Florida, where I got my bachelor's and master's degree, and then I came to Atlanta, and
right.
It was very hard, and I will just say that it is where I actually found God. And so, for a very long time, I lived my life the way that I wanted to live it. You know, partying, drinking, whatever, doing whatever.
Right.
And,
right.
But since then, you know, I got baptized May 1st, 2011. And after I made that choice, life and the way that I do life is just different. And so since then, you know, I started my online ministry, Her Story Untold. And it's like single day. Yeah. So, and it's interesting of how God can create things, because when I was younger, I used to write a lot, and I used to have these dreams, and I would before like Eastern Star and just a lot of different organizations, and I used to get paid for it. But then all of a sudden, those dreams that God used to bring to me stopped, and I thought that I had lost that ability, that gift, but after I got baptized, and in 2012, when I had my encounterment with God, they started to come back. And that is when I started to, like, want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And not only share the good news, but literally share my life. So every single day I would, you know, it would not always be motivational. It'll be like, listen, I'm having this bad day, or I'm having this migraine, or I'm having this situation at work. It was literally my story unfolding every single day. And I've done it for 5 years. So, yeah.
For 5 years, you've been following God. For 5 years, you know, you've been on the right path, doing the right thing. And what would be doing the right thing? Like, I don't quite understand, like, you saying you finally on the right path. Why was your path so wrong before?
Well, the way that I used to live life, it was really about me. I had a me mentality. I was very selfish. I had a very bad anger problem. I had a porn addiction. Yeah, women.
Whoa, hold up. Back up. You had a porn addiction?
I had a porn addiction. And a lot of people don't realize that happens to women, but it does. You know, it's not just a man kind of sin, but literally
right.
It happens to just about anybody, you know. And then I just basically, I was manipulative. I lied a lot. I did a lot of different things, and I was an alcoholic. So, I mean,
oh,
I could drink a bottle of wine every single night. So, yeah, so I lived for myself, and I didn't really care because at that time I thought I was living life, literally thinking that I was doing so many things, but in actuality, I was actually on a merry-go-round going in circles and not moving forward.
So let's talk about this porn addiction first. That's number
one.
With your porn addiction, was you like going from store to store, like sex shops, and getting tapes and toys and just, you know, just really torturing your body or just working it out? How was you doing it? Explain to me what is a porn addiction? How are you addicted to porn?
Well, mine did not get to the extent of toys because I always felt like once I got a toy, then it would be no use for a man in my life. So I didn't get to,
right.
to the point where I had toys. But I did get to the point where my porn addiction was very perverse. At first it started off, you know, and that's why I always tell parents, be very careful of what you keep around the house. You may put things up top and all that other stuff. You may have these awesome hiding places, but a child is very curious. And so at 8, I was introduced to porn. And it wasn't It wasn't because my parents were very strict. So there was no way that, you know, my parents were amazing and they kept me protected, but the enemy had different plans. And so sometimes a parent, they don't have the manual to every single thing, and there's not that much that you can protect. You can't protect your child from everything. And so this
right.
was the things that my parents could not protect me from. And so my porn, as I went into high school and then college, it just got more perverse. So in the beginning, it was just like looking at naked people, and then it went to just a whole heap of different perversity. From men to men, women to women, to animals, to everything. And it was to the point where it was this very demonic oppression that you feel as though that I'm not hurting anyone because no one is here. It's just me and the TV. But in actuality, I was hurting my soul and I was hurting my spirit and corrupting every single thing that God had wanted was pure, you know? For a very long time, I had this addiction where basically I would have to look at it like every single day. And it wasn't until I went through a program called Celebrate Recovery at Victory
Right.
World Church. And I went through that program in 2010, and I graduated from it in 2013. And it was the best thing because I went in there literally only because of the death of my sister, because Celebrate Recovery is not like a Alcoholic Anonymous thing. It's literally addressing hurts, habits, and hang-ups. And so because I couldn't get over the death of my sister, I went into that. But it also unfolded. God has a way to do things. He unfolds like an onion. It's by layers that you can get free from. And so basically after I had surrendered it all, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that it was the most easiest thing. It was the most hardest thing that I think that, I mean, I've never had a, like a substance problem, but I felt exactly I was having withdrawals from it. And it was the most horrible kind of experience, but God walked me through that whole entire process. And so since what have you, I have learned now to no longer, so I don't have cable in my home. So these are different precautions that I do now that I'm going to have to always do because of the fact that I don't want to tempt myself at anything. I don't actually just look at anything. I don't, the things that I put before my eyes and the things that I put in my ears, like I'm very, very selective. And it's not about being religious. It's actually about being just being using wisdom. You know, and the Bible talks about that. You know, it's all the choices that we do make. It's God gives us free will, and He's not going to force us to choose His will away.
This is true.
And so, because we get to choose, I choose to literally live my life in freedom and not in bondage. Because I believe sin is just like slavery. That's how I feel about it. And that's how I'm going to probably always feel about it.
Right. Oh, my God. That is powerful. Now, throughout the whole porn thing, was you ever in a relationship?
I was in a relationship. His name was Darren Ogletree. I met him in 1998 by my sister. Her name was Tawana. And she introduced us. And he was my first love, and I loved him too much. Yes.
Wow.
So he was my first, and he was an amazing man. But in January 16, 2008, he died in a plane crash. And so I think that, you know, and before that, my sister who introduced us, she died on September 3rd, 2001. So my story actually has a lot of
oh, my God.
Right.
Oh,
but,
my God. I'm so sorry for your loss. That is so sad. That is so sad. I know how I feel to lose a sibling. And you lost your sister and your first love. That is sad. That is very sad. And he was the last person that you was actually intimate with.
Yep. So
that's the reason why. Okay. Tell everybody when the last time you've been intimate with anybody.
14 years ago on December the 24th.
14 years ago. Oh, my God. See, and I thought I was a champ because it only been 3 years. I'm a punk compared to you.
but don't make it seem like, because I still had that point. So to me, until I got true freedom from porn, I don't really consider that as an accomplishment, you know? So, I mean, it's good because of the fact that, you know, I haven't been intimate with anyone, but I was still struggling with the most biggest battle for me. You know, the porn.
Yeah. The porn. Okay. And you a blogger, right?
Yes, I am a blogger. My handle is Her Story Untold on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Periscope.
Yes, and that's what we want. We want to reach out to her. We want to, you know, read her blogs because a lot of people don't know, and she just spoke here earlier today. She's going to do a book on her life. And it's going to be so, so amazing. Now, hold that thought, everybody. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back at you with some more juicy story on Miss Williams' life. So interesting. I love it.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio and Television. And as you know, I speak out against domestic violence on my show. Well, I've been given this privilege on another platform. I will be the guest speaker at the 3rd Annual Celebrity Purple Raindrops and Masquerade Ball. This event will benefit and honor domestic violence victims and survivors. Come out and show your support on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland L. Denard Conference. Let's be a symphony of voices against the violence.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for coming back. I hope you got you some popcorn, some juice, and all that good stuff, because it's going to get a little juicier here on the line. Now, what we're going to do is, in about 15 minutes, Periscope. So your fans and all the new fans, all that good stuff, you all will be able to actually see her live while she's doing the interview. Now, what I want to talk about, Ms. Williams, is I want to talk about your blog. What all you be blogging about? Is it all church, all, you know, saving, God, all that good stuff? Is it anything like entertainment, some of the events you be doing? Because I met you at an event, right?
Right. We met at Kimmy 12th anniversary entertainment event.
Right. And she had some amazing people there, and you was one of them.
Yes, and I got to meet you.
Yay! So tell me how you go out to some of these events and handle your addiction, handle what's going on around you in your life. How did you get dropped into the entertainment world?
Well, believe it or not, I actually didn't think that I was supposed to do that. It actually started off on my Facebook, and I just started just kind of doing inspirational posts every single day, whether or not it was about my life, whether or not it was about what was going on in my family, I just started from Facebook. And then Facebook, I then took it to Twitter, and then from Twitter to Instagram, and my newest is Periscope.
Periscope, I have not tried, girl. I'm scared of Periscope. I have not tried Periscope at all.
It's actually...
Huh?
Oh, well, you have to, because Periscope is... You have to, because it's like a TV. So basically, you're basically able to blog around the globe. And so basically, people from, like, China, Australia, it's like your own kind of TV show.
So when you go on Periscope, your viewership is high. You on now?
Yeah. Yes, I'm
Yay.
On now.
Yay. That's what's up. Tell everybody I said hey.
Teresa,
so let's talk about
hello,
this.
My beautiful people
yes.
on the globe.
Beautiful people. Tell everybody about this book you finna write, Tell everybody about, you know, you saving souls. Tell everybody about everything. And I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to get you on that reality show. Little people of Atlanta, you got to be on that reality show. You're cuter than all those ladies there. Girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So basically, what I do every single night with my Periscope is I blog every single night. I get on and I read the Bible. And the purpose of reading the Bible is literally the knowledge of God. Like I always tell people, it's better than any kind of fame, fortune, what have you, because once you actually get the knowledge of God, literally life is just amazing. Yeah, so my Periscopers just told me that it's the vlog. It's a vlog, not a blog, because I'm videoing it. So it's a vlog. V as in Victor. So thank you, my beautiful family. Please So basically what I do is I get to talk to people around the globe. And we actually just go through, like, tonight will be October the 5th, and I'm reading from a – hello, thank you so much for joining, Ty. I'm actually being interviewed on Divas of Radio, and please swipe and invite. And basically I'm telling my story on the radio right now. Yes, I'm live. And so basically,
yes, she is.
What I do every so every single night, I speak the good news, and we go through an Old Testament, a New Testament, a Psalms and a Proverbs every single night. And I actually we listen to worship music, and so we have a really good time because I get a lot of people who are atheists, Muslims, Hindu, like. Last night I had a Messianic Jew in. So you get to talk to people around the globe. And my heart's desire is to share this good news to over a billion people around the globe.
Oh, wow. Now, you're sharing all this love and you're sharing the Bible and things like that. What about yourself? Are you dating? You getting out there? Are you to yourself? Are you allowed to date?
I am allowed.
You have not had a date in how long?
By the way, I haven't had a date in a very, very long time. Let's just say it's been over 4 years.
Oh, Jesus.
So I haven't dated in such a long time.
But how is that living your life? How is that? If you're not, that's a part of what God wanted us to have, relationships, right?
Right, but at this particular time, I'm in an internship at the International House of Prayer in Atlanta, Georgia. And so basically, during this time in the season, we're not allowed to date right now because we're sitting before God. But before that, there just hasn't been anyone who's actually. This guy told me, he's one of my spiritual brothers. He's like, you know, a lot of guys think you're off limits. And I'm like, wow, I think that I'm very approachable, but it's apparently guys are scared of me. But my other spiritual friend, he said that, you know, the right person, he'll have enough confidence to come to me. So
have you been in this program for 4 years?
No, I just started. I just started the program in August. So
you just got in the program, but you just decided not to date.
Right, because there hasn't been anyone like literally here in Atlanta. Just the guys, I don't know. They're just different. And I grew up in Florida, and we allow the guys to be a guy, not the women to, like, take people out and do all this
right.
other stuff, you know.
That's understandable.
We allow guys to be men, you know, be a man, not something totally different.
Okay. But, now, that part I understand, but, you know, you gave me the impression to where – you just not dating because you're saved, you found yourself, you know, and you this, you that, and stuff like that. You almost make people scared to get saved, to talk to God, to believe. You just
it's like
you're torturing yourself.
No. I will tell you that since becoming a disciple of Christ on May 1st, 2011, I've gone to different places. I've met people that I know for a fact that I wouldn't have been able to meet. Or, you know, God puts you before people in high prominence. I've been, I've gone to Israel. I went to Israel in 2014. People have blessed me with so many different things. I mean, since finding God, literally, like, I am literally living the life. I'm just waiting for my disciple of Christ husband because I don't want to rush anything because there's only going to be one marriage, and I'm a firm believer that once I get married, me and my husband, who is going to be a disciple of Christ, we're going to sign where we can't get a divorce. Because when you sign prenup, you give people the option to, like, literally say, you know what, it's not going to work. And I feel like that's what prenups are. It's literally already saying it's not going to work. So we're going to work.
Okay, I'm talking about for real. And look, when you find your husband, can you put it on Periscope when y'all have sex the first time? Can you do that?
Oh.
14
no.
years?
No.
Oh,
no.
My God. 14 years? That's going to be the happiest man on earth.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a real live
born
again virgin. OMG.
I'm not a virgin, though. I've just been celibate for 14 years.
Baby, when that man touch you, you're going to feel like a virgin, boo. That it's going to hurt like hell. I love it. It's all good because you know what? I've never heard of, you know, you signing papers where you can't get a divorce and you waiting on that person that God made especially for you.
Yes, for me.
And I hope he has sustained as long as you have. Now, he might be right out of high school, so if you want you a virgin, and then again, them ones in high school got more experience than we do. Shit, girl. That is crazy, but it's all good. It's all good. You following God. You know, I read my Bible, and you know, I talk to God and all that stuff. I got to tell you, 3 years. And I'm sweating bullets over here. Like I'm sweating bullets. I played around with Starship and all that stuff, but I'm sweating bullets over here. I'm like, let me go play with somebody. Let me go, you know. And then I think about, oh, I don't been reading my Bible. God gonna whoop me. God gonna this. And now I'm talking to you, and you talking about 14 years. I feel like a punk. I'm like, oh Jesus. I feel like a punk.
Well, to be honest with you, it really with God, and I'm just gonna be honest with you, and I don't try to make it so spiritual and super religious, but I tell you no lie, with God you can do all things. The impossible.
This is so
like
true.
A lot of people say, well, how can you be? No, I don't have any kids. I've never had any kids, by the way. My Periscope family were asking, do I have any kids? I've never been pregnant or anything like that.
Oh wow!
But yeah. So, but the thing about it is that when God has something for you, like literally, I think that He'll change your mind even when you're unfaithful. You know. Like, the one thing about it is that even when I was in my mess, even when I was messy and everything else, I wanted to do my will and my way, and I wanted to literally think that I was living life, God still kept me, you know, and I'm a firm believer that being celibate doesn't mean that I don't go through other different things, you know. I don't want people to think, oh, well, wow, you know, she's not living, you know. But I go through a lot of other different things, you know. But the one thing that I do think about my temple is that I'm valuable. And I think that every single person, even men, you know, because, you know, men, they're expected to be known as being conqueror over something, whatever. But I do believe that
right.
men can be celibate too, you know. It's just how our society is made up to kind of put some kind of value on whether or not, you know, you decide to be all over the place or literally just kind of respect yourself. And I think it's
this
about not only is it respecting your temple, it's not just respecting your temple, but literally being able to know that you're worth more than just a fun time. You're worth more than just some kind of thing that night or for a season or for when people, you know, I know that a lot of people say, but, you know, I need that. But in actuality, it's just a mind thing. I don't care what no one says. Sex is a mind thing.
You is so right, and I'm glad you said that. We're gonna take a pause right here, take a short commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to touch bases on that mind thing because I'm about to break my mind, girl. Hey, we'll be right back at you now.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please tell a friend.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. 3000.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday, and host of the Real Talk segment of She Talk Radio and Television. I want to encourage you all to tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All you have to do is call 713-955-0481. Or you could listen on any mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Get in on the conversation, and let's get real.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, welcome back. It's the girl, what? Sandreezy. Woo! Thank you for coming on back. That means you got a little love for you, girl. Woo-wee! I hope you got some popcorn and some what? Juicy juice, because I got a little bit more juice with you. Now, before I bring Miss Williams back on the phone, y'all know how I do it at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock. Woo-woo, tick-tock. A little celeb gossip. Let me tell y'all, send y'all prayers up for Rodney Perry. He is having a lot of health problems, a lot of health problems. We all love him. He started out with the famous Miss Monique as her co-host on her show. He's been doing awesome things here in the community, Atlanta. He's been actually handpicking new, you know, actresses and actors. He's been making things happening for himself and new people around, and we just heard that he's having a lot of health problems. So what we want to do is send up prayers to him, his family, let him know that, you know, he's in our prayer, and we really appreciate everything he's doing for the entertainment community. Now, with that being said, your girl, woo, got Miss Williams here talking a little sex, talking a little sustaining from sex, and talking a little, woo,
breaking the vows. I'm finna break me some vows. Girl, help me. Pray for me, girl. Miss Williams, how you gonna change my way? You say it's all in the mind.
Oh, when you actually, when I believe that when God gives you that affirmation, then you know who you are because of whose you are. And so when you know whose you are, then you know for a fact that you know that you're not going, your temple is sacred. Your temple is valuable. Just like a man's temple is valuable, every single person on this earth, their temple is valuable. Even though you see all of these different kind of crazy things out, you know, in society.
You is so, so right. But you know your temple, you know, sometimes you want to test the temple a little bit. You know, you want to, you know, wet it a little bit, girl. How you got to, I got to stay prayed up for that, girl. I got to, whoo, Jesus Christ. There's so many fine men out here. They be, ooh, tempting. They be acting up, girl. They don't know how to act. Then they have me dropping down on my knees praying, God. I have to pray them away, boo. I have to pray them away. You know, it's been 3 long years for me. And I'm sitting here about to, I'm about to break some vows around here, girl. I'm about to play with the temple a little bit, boo.
Okay.
I need help, baby. I need help. You got to pray for me, Miss Williams.
The one thing that I always tell people is that it's where you put yourself in an environment. If, like, basically, remember I told you earlier, I took out cable out of my TV, out of my home. Let's say
right.
I take the cable out of my home. When I go different places, what have you, I'm not going to just go to a movie that literally going to cause any kind of temptation. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, the Bible talks about flee from temptation. And we have a choice to either put ourselves in temptation's way or to remove ourselves from it. And it's really based upon our choice. And we always get to choose. Like, sometimes we feel as though that we can handle it. Oh, you know, like if there's this cute guy and you've been liking him, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, no, I can go over and hang out with him at nighttime without anybody else.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, boo.
You're not going to get out of this. It's a choice. You know, it's the mind state of basically how you feel about guarding your temple and your values. You know, and I always believe that, you know, we were all created for love, from love, because of love, because God loves us, you know. And the thing about it is that once we actually, because as humans, that's in our nature to want to be accepted, to love, to be, you know, approved by. But the one thing about God is that he loves us. He's not conditioned. You know, like humans, you have this condition, you know, like, oh, well, if you do this, then I love you. But see, with God, he has that unconditional love. And so that, to me, right, we need love from the collective. Exactly. Because when we know how to be loved, then we know how to give and receive love.
This is true. This is so true, I tell you. And so much stuff that you have said today, I'm sure, have touched somebody, have changed somebody's mind, have redirected somebody. Not me now.
Okay.
Somebody else. Not me. Somebody else. Because I'm finna be touched.
Thank you, David Pan. Shout out to you.
I'm finna be touched. So, and I'm going to try and corrupt you and take you with me. Can I do that?
No, the devil is alive.
I love it. Usually when I talk to Christians and people that are so into the Bible, they can't walk left or right or straight without praying. They have to pray to do this and pray to do that. I love God, and I know God loves me. I'm his child. But when I talk to somebody that's down to earth and has has a sense of humor and just so beautiful inside and out like yourself. Everything you do, I have no other choice but to listen because it is amazing. Totally, totally amazing. So when you start this book, what I want you to do is come back so we can support it, buy it, and do everything we need to do for that book. I don't want it for free. We're going to have a book signing and everything. Well, I want a couple of pages for free. I want the sex part for free. You know, on my show, it's all about sex, so I want that part for free. That's good with you? It's all good, baby. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Tell us what your next event and where we can find you at.
Well, you can find me at Her Story Untold on Twitter, Instagram, as well as Periscope. And my newest adventure has been I just opened up another Facebook page called Sharing the Good News, and I'm trying to get over a zillion people on that page right now. Besides that, just literally kind of walking into this season with God of just with openness and expectation of just really wanting to do His will and His way and learning to just be obedient, you know. And that's the one thing that I'm working on as well, being obedient to God. And then actually finding exactly what career path that He wants me, whether or not it's going to go back into the telecommunications industry or doing full-time ministry. So I'm excited what God has in store for me. I'm excited what He, you know, all the desires He has. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. Y'all, reach out to her. She's gonna actually put it back on my Facebook page. Reach out to her, support her, follow her, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. Do whatever you need to do. Stay prayed up. And even if, I'm going to say this one more time because this is just for me, so if somebody listening, even if you do not or you are not sustaining at this time, just stay prayed up so that the person that you're with, male or female, they won't take you for granted. They won't take you for granted. So with that being said, I truly believe.
Can I pray for your listeners?
Baby, we going to do all that before you hang up. You ain't, look, baby, I ain't no straight sinner now. Hold on now. I ain't no straight sinner. Look, I sin, boo. I'm a sinner now. I sin. I ain't no straight sinner, so before we hang up, I'm going to have you pray, baby. I'm going to have you pray over my soul. I want to sustain just a little bit more longer, maybe an hour, and then I'm going to break my vows. So with that being said, y'all know what it is. This is Shandrice. Y'all know my show come on 23, 24, and 25 Comcast in Atlanta. I got a new show that's coming up very, very soon that I'm going to announce that I'm working on. I have this beautiful young lady that oh, my God, it was such a pleasure just to be in her presence. She speaks so strongly about our Father, and she takes it to a level to where you won't regret anything you do. You'll understand everything and the journey He have you on. And once you learn your purpose of what God has for you, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters because He have your back when nobody else does. I'm a firm, firm believer in that. I am. So reach out to your girl. Do what you got to do. Miss Lady finna say a prayer for me, my listeners, you, your listeners, Periscope, your family, your kids, grandma, granddaddy, your uncle, your cousins. She finna get ready and pray for us, and she gonna take it all the way in because this prayer is so strong, so, so strong. I can't wait. So, Miss Williams, you take it, girl.
Okay, so, dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now as humbly as I know how, Lord. Lord Jesus, I bring before you every single person who's listening, every single family that is represented here on Divas of Radio and then my Periscope. And Lord Jesus, I'm asking right now, Lord Jesus, forgive us for any sins known unknown. Lord Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts, drive out all darkness and replace it with your love. Lord, more importantly, I'm asking for a relationship, not a religion to where you feel as though that this is what you have to do, but Lord, for you to meet us at our need, Lord Jesus, for us to just come as we are, vain and guilty of sin or what have you, but to know that it doesn't matter how we come to you. It's just long as that we come. Lord Jesus, I'm asking for true repentance, meaning turning away from the sin and allowing God to heal all the brokenness, all the things that the enemy has stolen, Lord. I'm asking right now for all the families that are represented, Lord Jesus, that if they're having a hard time, whether it's financial, relational, emotional, physical, or mental, Lord, meet them at their need. Holy Spirit, come. Permeate through these airwaves right now, Lord. And I'm asking for your grace, Lord. I'm asking for your mercy, Lord, but I'm asking for your love, Lord. Lord, I'm asking right now, Lord Jesus, as I intercede, Lord, on behalf of the globe, Lord Jesus, for us to come back to you. Lord Jesus, our way is not good, Lord. Even though you give us free will, Lord, our way is still not good because we'll go in circles and circles and circles. But Lord, let us stop. We don't want to be stagnant anymore. We want to move forward. So every single thing from any kind of childhood trauma, any kind of divorce, any kind of thing that any kind of job loss, any kind of loved ones lost or what have you, Lord Jesus, come into, Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord Jesus, there's nothing that we've done that will separate us. Just long as we come back to you and ask for true repentance, ask for forgiveness, Lord. And then once we have that forgiveness, Lord, that we will walk into that forgiveness, that we will accept the forgiveness that you've given us, Lord. And Lord Jesus, you love us so much that even though we come to you very dirty and very sinful, you will not leave us that same way. You will restore every single thing that was stolen. You will reconcile every single relationship that was broken. And you will make whole every single broken heart, body, and mind, Lord. I'm asking right now for peace that surpasses all understanding over every single person that's listening, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord Jesus, for your word, your love, and your truth to go around the nation, Lord, because we need you. We need more of you and to teach all of us, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord. Your word is worthy. Your love is worthy. So allow us to embrace your gentleness, your self-control, your kindness, your compassion, your patience, your forgiveness, Lord. Allow us anything that has come into our hearts right now, bitterness, Lord. I would, Jude 1:9 says, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. Any kind of divisive spirit, any kind of demonic oppression, or any kind of stronghold, or any kind of assignment, the Lord rebukes you, Satan. So I ask right now, Lord Jesus, for all the families, right now, Lord Jesus, meet them at their needs. Lord Jesus, I know that we have to come to you. And Lord Jesus, allow it to be more attractive, Lord. I know that Christianity shows in society that it's not attractive because a lot of people judge people. But Lord, I'm asking you right now. Lord Jesus, I know what it feels like to have church hurt, Lord. And I'm asking right now, if that's keeping people away from you, Lord, mend that heart right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their hearts right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds right now. I plead the blood of Jesus for their whole spirit. Lord Jesus, you are so worthy, and I honor you. In Yeshua's name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. That was amazing. That was so, so amazing. Thank you so much. I have to thank you. That was a powerful prayer. That was such a powerful prayer. Thank you so much for taking your time out to do my show. Thank you so much for taking your time out to turn your life over to God and to share your experience with us, to share your experience, what you're going through, because you don't have to do it. It can just be between you and God. But he who shares is worthy of his blessings, and you getting blessed over and over and over again. When I tell you it was so many people at that event that I met you at, that was talking so highly of you. And when Kim talked, she said, that's my baby. When Kim talked about you, I know it was all she wrote. All she wrote, you are an amazing person, such an amazing person. And I'm glad you took your time out to do my show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was my very first time, and I was a little scared. But God was awesome because he allowed me to be introduced to a beautiful woman of God who's going to do amazing things, that literally is going to be that light, literally, that shines so bright in this dark world.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, you all, I'm ending my show a little early today. I really appreciate you all listening in, coming, just taking your time out and showing your girl some love. And again, Miss Williams, thank you so much. We can't wait for the book. As soon as you have it, write it, and you're ready for it, you call me back, and I make sure I have you back on this show. No ands, ifs, and buts about it. Because between my radio show and my TV show, girl, I'm finna blast it. I'm finna blast it. Yes. So this your girl with Small Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate everybody listening. Everybody have an amazing week. It's hump day. I'll holler at everybody later. Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's another Small Talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners. I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.